U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has backed French President François Hollande's aggression in Mali, supporting what he calls France's effort to restore a democratic government there. Biden has praised Hollande for ordering the military campaign in the gold and uranium-rich African nation. Biden said France's deployment of the forces to the former French colony served the interests of Paris as well as Washington. France attacked Mali 3 weeks ago at the invitation of coup leaders on the pretext of fighting what it calls Muslim extremists controlling the north of the country. The Western-trained coup leaders ousted the democratically elected government of the country last year. On April the 4th, 2012, the UN Security Council condemned the coup leaders' forcible seizure of power from former President Amadou Toumani Touré. Well, joining us now from Philadelphia via Skype is investigative journalist David Lindorf to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Lindorf. Now, taking a look at the situation in Mali, back in 2012, there was a coup. The democratically elected government was removed, and there was widespread international condemnation. Now, France is in there in Mali right now, supporting the very coup leaders that went against all democratic principles of the West, so to speak. What do you make of this stark contradiction in their foreign policy?
Well, look, you have to figure that the basic interest of the U.S. and France, too, is to have a secure access to all the mineral wealth in Mali. It's a huge oil-rich area. It has uranium, it has gold, it has a lot of things that they want, and that's their interest. It has nothing to do with democracy, dictatorship, you know, who's in. They simply want to make sure that whatever government is in their pocket. With the elected government, it was hugely corrupt, and generally a corrupt government works to their advantage because there's a lot of money to buy what you need. You know, you buy off whoever you need. The coup leaders, pretty much the same. It was another corrupt government, and so they're comfortable with that. What they're not comfortable with would be an Arab Islamic government that would be unpredictable to them. They are not comfortable with the Tuaregs, who want an independent country from the rest of Mali and have been fighting for that for decades. So they're most comfortable with the idea of either a strongman in there who they'll, you know, elect with some kind of sham election, or or a substitute for that government if that one won't work. But I think the bottom line is, whatever gives them a government that they can buy and have access to the oil and the gold and everything is what they're going to support.
So when U.S. President, Vice President, that is Joe Biden, says that he supports what he called France's effort to restore a democratic government there, what exactly and what really does Biden mean?
The United States calls just about everything that it supports a democracy. They're calling Bahrain a democracy. The United States even refers to the minimalist elections they have in Saudi Arabia to say that it's a semi-democratic place, or Kuwait. So democracy is in the eye of the beholder. And in the United States case, if we support you, you're basically a democracy. If you're not, like in Venezuela, where you do have a democratically elected government, we consider it a dictatorship because we don't like the outcome. Similar to what happened in Egypt, you know, where we were, or in Gaza, for God's sake, where the Hamas won, and then we didn't call it a democracy. So that's all. I think you might as well just forget the use of the word. It's all about having a government that we can control.
Right, but then looking at the way things have turned out for the U.S. in a country like, for example, Afghanistan, that's not a very good track record. You think that the West would have learned from that experience?
There's a long experience that you can go back looking at and say you'd think the U.S. would have learned from it. My historical memory goes back to Vietnam, of course. I'm 63. I was 18 in 1967. And had to confront that. So the historical record, you'd think the United States would have learned a lot of lessons, and it doesn't learn any. So this is the latest mess that is going to gradually escalate with eventually considerable U.S. involvement, I think. France has gotten itself in pretty deep in Mali. It can't really pull out. It's sort of a mini version of Afghanistan for France.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Investigative journalist David Lindorf, they're joining us from Philadelphia via Skype. Mr. Lindorf, many thanks for your comments here on Press TV.